simcha. Okay, so first of all, I found this to be very, very, very fascinating. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the pasuk, "Ki yitzpineni bisuko biyoim ra'ah." Hashem will shelter me in His sukkah, in His shelter on the day biyom ra'ah. Yasti reini. So in the Sefer Shar HaMelech, famous Shar HaMelech on the Rambam, Shar Shlishi, he says something hafle v'afelo, wonder is vart. Do you know that today, I didn't make the calculation, I'm assuming it's correct, I remember we said this over last year, it's amazing, whole year passed since last year, is today is the 275th day of the year. Did anyone realize that? From Rosh Hashanah, if you're counting from Rosh Hashanah, it's been 275 days since Rosh Hashanah. And that's what it means in the pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Bigmatria, 275 is Ra'ah, evil, evil. Today is an evil day. Today is the day when we worship the eagle. We worship the eagle. And therefore we are mispalo on today, Ki Yitzpineni, may Hashem shelter us. On this day of Ra, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelter us, may protect us from ourselves, from our sins. 275 days since Rosh Hashanah. Now, by the way, today, I can't believe Mary walked out. He walked out in the most important time. We'll have to wait until he comes back, because he'll love to hear this next time. Okay, there's another interesting remez. I'll come back to that part in the remez. And it says, Yodoya Teda. Kiger yihye zarach. I was telling you, I was waiting for you to come back. We'll have another part. Yodoya teid kiger yezrach seremes. The roshe teivos of yodoya teid kiger yihye zaracha is the roshe teivos of all of the fast days that we observe in commemoration of the Chorban. What's the yud stand for? Yud is asar b'teivos. What is the tav stand for? Tisha b'av. Right? Ki, what does the Chav stand for? And this is tricky. The Chav stands for a fast day, which for some reason we don't observe anymore, and that is Chav Sivan. Chav Sivan was the Chmelnitsky massacres, Tach V'tat. Okay, so is that really for the Beis HaMikdash? I guess it is. I don't know. That's an interesting idea. Why? But this was a very popular fast back in the day. Before we came to America, we spent 2 days on this. On the fast day of Chav Sivan, it's included in the Remes. It's Chav, okay, then Yezaracha is Rosh Tevos. The last two words is you do a key Ger is Gimel Tishrei Tzom Gedalia Gimel Tishrei, and Yezaracha is Yud Zayin be Tamos. So in this pasuk, which is the essence, this is mamish the pasuk that describes the korban, Ki Yodoya Teda. Kiger Yiyeh Zarach. When Hashem said to Avravinu, the Roshei Tevos of these words are the five fast days. The five fast days that relate to the Chorban that we are struggling with Bizman Hazeh, Asar B'Teves, Tisha B'Av, Gimel Tishrei, Chav Sivan, Gimel Tishrei, Chav Sivan, and Yud Zayin B'Tamas. Okay, now, even though today is a very horrible day, today is from all the days, do they have in America a day when they pay tribute to women? When it's Mother's Day, there's Father's Day, there's a day when you have to bring your dog to work. It's a new thing now. Do you see on the news? A day when you bring your pet to work, Secretary Day. Is there a day in America where we celebrate, we pay tribute to women? Is there such a day? America, they don't have such a day. What? Suffrage Day? Well, today in Yadus, think about this, in Yadus today, from all the days of the year, is a day that would be a day to give to send your wife flowers, or to send to be machshiv noshim, because the women today refused to give away their jewelry for the eagle. The women at Bina Yisera, and they detected that what the men are doing is a no-no. The men were willing to give away all their jewelry. They took off their earrings. They were nose rings or earrings. I don't know what they were exactly. And they gave it to the eagle. The eagle Azov. The women were asked, were harassed to give up of their jewelry, and they refused to do so. And in reward for that, they were zeichah to many things. Amongst them is Rosh Chodesh. The Shoresh, that Rosh Chodesh is still a Yomtif. Rosh Chodesh used to be a Yomtif for the entire Klal Yisrael. Right. And the men lost it today. Today we're commemorating the loss of Rosh Chodesh. Isn't that amazing? Besides the five things that happened today, there's a sixth thing that happened today. As a consequence of the Egel, we lost 12 holidays. There's a loss of 12 holidays that happened today. But the same way we lost 11 because of Rosh Hashanah, whatever. But we lost these women. They were Oymed bin Asayim today. It's a very great Maila. Nashim have a koyach today.
I was brought up not to
know haircuts on Rosh because it's a Yom Tov. But Nashim don't do Malacha.
Yes, right.
They don't do Malacha. They have other. So it's something to keep in mind. Keep in mind that today, watch out for the women. Their mazel today is very strong. You don't want to mess with the women today. Today's not a good day to go up against
today
them.
They say yes.
What?
They say yes today.
What do they say yes?
You ask them. They're married. They say yes.
They say yes today? Okay, next. What else happened? Today's a very significant day in Jewish history. What happened today? There was a very big wedding today that took place today, which saved Klal Yisrael. Oh, you know, Ruth. According to tradition, Ruth got married to Boaz on Shavasa. Today's also his yahrzeit. He died. They got married last night. Talk about getting weddings. Okay, weddings. And she conceived. She got married and conceived the night of her wedding last night. And he died last night. He died today. So today, Mitzalechon is the yahrzeit of Boaz. And today is the day of the conception of Malchus of Melech HaMashiach. See, Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av, but Mashiach was conceived on Shavuos B'Tammuz. Okay, very big difference. No, what? Exactly. What do you mean exactly?
Mashiach will be born on Tisha B'Av.
Okay, but the concept, every generation, every year, potentially, the concept, whatever that means, okay, he's physically born, theoretically he's born, there's potential for him, but whatever it means, he is born. But when we talk about Tisha, you always talk about the Mashiach is Noilat. He came into the world. The Gilui, the revelation. Shavuos B'Tammuz is the day of the conception. Now what does that mean? I don't know what it means, whatever it means. But you see the first roots of conception of Mashiach took place on Shavuos B'Tammuz. The roots of Malchus David. The roots of Malchus David took place on Shavuos. She became pregnant with Oved. Oved who avi Yishai. Yishai is David. Oved was conceived. He was the father of Mashiach, the grandfather of David, who is David is Melech HaMashiach. So this took place on Shavuos B'Tammuz. An interesting idea that on this day is a very significant day. And also we know there are Chazal, I saw this in a very short sefer. He has a little sefer on Chodesh Av and Chodesh Tammuz. So he writes this in very interesting. He says that Chazal say that when Mashiach will come, Shavuos B'Tammuz will be like the first day Yom Tov, and Tisha B'Av will be like the last day, Acharon Shel Pesach, the last day Yom Tov, and the days in between Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av will be like Chol HaMoed.
So you won't be able to shake.
Chol HaMoed. It's going to be one long, it's going to be a beginning, and then the Atzeres and the Chol HaMoed. So he says, we always think that when Mashiach comes, these days will turn into Sosoin V'Simcha. So which day will be the happiest day? Tisha B'Av. Okay, Tisha B'Av is the saddest day. So Zelu Mazef, they'll turn into Yimei Sosin V'Simcha. Tisha B'Av will turn into the greatest day of Simcha. He says no. Shavuos B'Tammuz will be the greatest day of Simcha, because just like Pesach and so and Pesach, let's talk about Pesach. Which day is a greater day of Simcha? The first day Pesach or Acharon Shel Pesach? First day Pesach, of course, is a much greater. You have the Seder. The first day Pesach is a much greater day of happiness than the last day Pesach. The first day Pesach, you say the whole challah, right? The last 6 days, you only say chatzi challah. It's a greater day of Simcha. So if we're Chazal comparing Shavuos B'Tammuz relative to, and the first day of Shavuos B'Tammuz, the Tisha B'Av, relative to the first day, the last day, that means that when Mashiach will come, this day will be the greatest day of Simcha. Chag L'Hashem Ochar. Okay, Aaron didn't say Chag L'Hashem Ochar about Tisha B'Av. He said Chag L'Hashem Ochar on the 16th day concerning the 17th day. It's the only day where you have mamash in the Torah reference mocher, yesh mocher, liachar zman. So you have to appreciate that this day, no matter how dismal and how hot and humid and how thirsty and tired and hungry you are, I'm trying not to make it worse. You have to recognize Zelumazes Samchenu Kimos Inus. Let me leave with one last quick vart, a beautiful, this is a very deep, deep vart from the Shem Shmuel. Okay, last vart from the Shem Shmuel. Okay, this is, we talk about time. Time is physical. There's a physicality to Zman. Zman brings with it, it brings forth something substantial. Sochet Shabbos says it's only Zman only has the power to influence you for good on a day of Simcha. A day of tragedy doesn't repeat itself. Even though Chazal says it's a Bechil L'Doros, it's a very controversial thing what he says in Sochet Shabbos, but he's saying is that when you go to the calendar and you come to the anniversary, that you are reenacting the power of that day. If that day was a day, the 15th day of Nisan was Yitzias Mitzrayim, every year, the 15th day of Nisan, there is a power. There's some real substance in the day which can bring forth another Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, you can argue that when it comes to a day of tragedy, Tisha B'Av, Shavas B'Tammuz, likewise, Rachmana Litzlan is a dangerous day. It's a day which can bring forth a day of tragedy. So Sochet Shabbos says, okay, it's a nice attempt to say such a thing, but he holds there's no such thing. So he based it upon a pasuk Menachem. He says, I can't go the whole thing. He based it upon a pasuk, there's no such thing. There's no such thing that when you come to the anniversary, Gesundheit, of a day of tragedy, that day of tragedy, the element of tragedy can come forth and influence you and bring more tragedy. Tisha B'Av is the anniversary of the Chorban, but it doesn't mean that Tisha B'Av causes more tragedy. You'll tell me, but what about Bechil L'Doros, World War I, Inquisition, the expulsion from Spain? I don't know the answer. I don't know. But he goes, but what then is the significance of days of tragedy? So it's an incredible thing that he says. He says, when there was a one-time tragedy on that day, it was a kapara for Klal Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, shattered the Luchos, it was a tremendous tragedy. But that tragedy brought forth atonement for Klal Yisrael. Kapara. That atonement is a degree of simcha. It's a tragedy. And as an outgrowth of that tragedy, we have forgiven. And that forgiven is simcha. When you come to the anniversary of a day historically that was a day of tragedy, the evil of that day it's gone. Never, it was a one-time event. But the simcha, the outgrowth of simcha that resulted because of that tragedy 1,000, 2,000 years ago, that does come again. That comes to life once again. Just like days of simcha, pure days of simcha, Tes Zayin B'Nisan, every year, there's a koyach of bracha that sprouts forth, blossoms on Tesva B'Nisan. Days that are the anniversary of tragedy, there is a sprout, there is a blossom, there is a fountain that comes forth, a fountain of bracha. What bracha? The bracha that resulted in the aftermath of the tragedy. Not the tragedy. The tragedy was a one-time event, but every tragedy has a purpose, and the purpose is to ultimately bring forth with it bracha. That bracha comes once again. So when you come to today is Shavuos V'Tammuz, even though it's a very tragic day, but yet the Yiyu L'Sasim L'Simcha, what you can extract right now, if you work on it, is extracting the bracha that's really inherent, that's really part of the essence of this moment in time. With that, we will conclude. Have an easy and meaningful fast. See you in the show tomorrow.